Amanda Smith with you, and this is Artworks, where it's time now to meet the Arterati.
They walk amongst us, disguised as normal folk. They might be sitting beside you in the dark, at the theatre or in the concert hall. They might be looking at art in your local gallery. You might see them sipping champers at a party or a latte by the river, and you would never know. But behind closed doors, they are the movers and the shakers, the art event makers, the big cheese, the powers that be, the doyens, the smarties, the Arterati.
Today it's Stephen Phillips, the boss of the State Opera of South Australia.
Okay, well, to start off with, I think I'm probably best described as an operaniac. Being brought up in Stratford-on-Avon in the United Kingdom, where our Shakespeare Festival ran from Shakespeare's birthday on the 23rd of April through to October annually at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, I became a big fan of Shakespeare and of theatre generally. But it was during the winter months in the early 1960s that the Sadler's Wells Opera Company and the Welsh National Opera used to tour to the Royal Shakespeare Theatre. And I think the first opera that I ever saw was Verdi's Rigoletto. And I can still close my eyes today and see the final scene of poor Rigoletto opening the sack and finding his daughter Gilda dead inside.
My daughter, God, not my daughter! Oh
no. So over the years, as a young teenager, I managed to attend dozens of performances, and I fell in love with opera, which I believe is a consummate art form. And to me, opera is entirely unique in it has an extraordinary ability to suspend the audience's disbelief in a way that I believe no other performance art form can. And of course, it has to be brilliantly performed to achieve this. I actually studied piano for 12 years, so I had quite a good musical background. But I qualified as a chartered surveyor, in fact, in 1971, and decided to come to Australia on a working holiday in 1973, and followed my heart and got a job at the Sydney Opera House. And I worked there in 1973 in October when it was opened by the Queen. And I've been involved in the opera world ever since. So I can tell you it's been one hell of a good holiday. Now, let me say that I love all traditional operatic repertoire, including, I must say, contemporary works that have been performed and composed in the last 50 years. But I have to say that Wagner's magnificent Ring Cycle is probably my favourite and most admired opera work. And I remember studying the score in the mid-1960s, following the release of the famous 1964 recording conducted by Georg Scholti. And little did I know at that time that I would be in charge of staging the first ever Australian production 40 years later in Adelaide. I was also in charge of the 1998 Adelaide production that we imported from the Châtelet Opera in Paris, which was the first performance in Australia since 1913. So I can certainly say that I know the Ring Cycle very well, and I'm convinced that it is certainly one of the greatest ever works of music theatre ever created. And it's certainly the Mount Everest of opera in terms of production. And it's the greatest challenge at every level, as it requires a huge and highly specialised cast, and also enormous orchestral resources, and particularly demanding when it comes to creating production designs to service Wagner's written directions. I I think I can say that my favourite artist of all time was Joan Sutherland. I had the privilege of working very closely with Joan during the late 70s and 80s, during the period when she was a regular guest artist with the Australian Opera, and her husband, marvellous conductor Richard Bonning, was music director. During that period, I was head of stage management. So I was in charge of managing nearly all the productions Joan starred in during that period. And there's absolutely no doubt that she was one of the greatest singers of all time, particularly in her specialist Italian bel canto repertoire, and also in the 19th century French romantic repertoire. And I do remember one marvellous occasion. It was a backstage event, and I think it was in January 1979 when it was announced that she would be awarded a DBE and become Dame Joan. And we were into rehearsals for The Merry Widow, and we were all the principal cast and stage managers and chorus were waiting for Joan to arrive at an afternoon rehearsal. And we decided that we should definitely all sing There's Nothing Like a Dame. Like a dame,
nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.
I'm not sure that what I'm about to say was actually occurred on an opening night, but it was actually a role debut made by a well-known Australian baritone who has since unfortunately departed from this world. But he was making his debut as Scarpia in Tosca. And this was a production that we were doing at the Princess Theatre in Melbourne about 30 years ago, and was conducted by a very famous and celebrated Italian-based conductor, who has now also left us, sadly. The baritone, unfortunately, made a lot of rather dramatic and musical errors during the first two acts in which he appears in the opera. And when we eventually got to the point in Act Two where Tosca stabs Scarpia to death following his threats to rape her and have her lover Cavaradossi shot, she kneels down by his body as she sings, being a good Catholic girl, "E morto. Olli perdono."
È morto. Olli perdono.
Which in English means "he's dead. Now I forgive him." And suddenly we heard the conductor shout from the orchestra pit, "But I don't!" I can tell you, it nearly brought the house down. As an arts administrator and working in not-for-profit and subsidised performing arts organisations, none of us really stand much of a chance of becoming very wealthy. So I think the shoes that I would perhaps love to jump into would be Bill Gates. That would mean I could become perhaps the world's greatest arts philanthropist.
And the man who would be, if he could be, the world's greatest arts philanthropist is Stephen Phillips. He's the General Director of the State Opera of South Australia. And of course you'll get to meet the Arterati again next week when we put another artistic decision maker in the hot seat. And hey, if you want any more information on anything that you've heard in Artworks, in the first instance, have a look on our website. If what you want to know isn't there, though, send me an email. There's an address on the site, and I'll try to help you if I can. Send your bouquets and brickbats there too. My name's Amanda Smith, and this is Radio National, abc.net.au/rn.